And so tonight we're in Isaiah 48. Oh, before that, if you would just, I'll just want to share some of my prayer requests. The TRL outreach, having trouble finding a place to rent. So if you would pray about that. I thought I had a place all worked out. It's not, well, it is recorded. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit hath sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. So just those two verses, I'm entitled the message, teacheth thee and leadeth thee. Let's pray. Lord, give us wisdom tonight and speak to our hearts, each one, through this amazing book that you've given us, Lord, your word. And we open our hearts now to you. We want to hear from you, and we want to please you. And so we give you our service. Pray you'll be in an amazing way tonight, Lord, to fill this place with your presence, and may we glorify our Savior, in whose name we pray tonight. Amen. So he promises to his children, and we are his children, so God promises the same to you and I, that he will teach us and he will lead us. And that's a blessing, because as God's children, we don't know the way. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah that it's not within man to know the way he should go. We just don't know. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, the Bible says in Proverbs 16. So God has promised here that he will teach us, for starters. He will teach us to profit. I don't think he's primarily talking about money there, but you know, the physical blessings is part of it. But God will teach us how to have the fruitful Christian life. It's one of the things the Holy Spirit does for us when he moves in, is he teaches us, he guides us. So let's look at some scriptures on this. Go to Deuteronomy 8, just to talk firstly about the physical, where God promises that he will teach us to profit, even in the physical realm. And again, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme, because God doesn't want us to be rich. He knows we can't handle it in most cases. But he does promise to meet our needs, and he does promise that he will teach us how to serve him faithfully so that the blessings can abound. Notice Deuteronomy 8, verse 17, he says, "And thou shalt say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swear unto thy fathers as it is this day." Right there is why God doesn't allow most people to be wealthy. Because the tendency is to then to begin to believe that you did it. And it's because of you. Just like he said, my power and the might of mine hand. And God knows most of us can't handle it. So he's not going to give it to us. But he does say he's the one that gives the power to get wealth. Everything that we have is because of God, like we talked about this morning. And he promises to teach us, the right way. So now let's look at some more. Go to Psalm 144. And this is an interesting verse. A lot of people have a problem with this verse. And of course, David wrote this. And it's because it talks about war and fighting. Look what he says, Psalm 144:1. "Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight." Isn't that something? Psalm 144:1. God will teach us everything we need to know. He'll teach us how to get wealth. He'll teach us how to fight if we need to fight. He's going to teach us. Now look at Psalm 119. Should have put you there first, but Psalm 119, verse 66. And where does he teach us these things? He teaches us through his word. The Holy Ghost teaches us through the word of God. Notice Psalm 119, verse 66. "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments." That's why we're commanded to study the word of God. Because God's going to teach us through his word. But it doesn't happen by osmosis. We have to put forth the effort on our part, and then God promises to teach us. But we have to open the book for God to teach us. One more in Psalms. Look at 143 this time. David said, "Teach me to do thy will." Psalm 143, verse 10. "Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." So God promises to his children, and we are his children, that he will teach us. And what a blessing that the Holy Spirit was given to teach us. One of his missions, we're told in John 16, is he will guide us into all truth. When we open the Word of God, we need to pray like David did in Psalm 119, verse 18. "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." And then we, like David, can claim, like he said in Psalm 119, 99, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." How could David claim such a thing? "I have more wisdom than my teachers," because this was David's teacher. And it needs to be our teacher. And God promises that he will teach us. But he also promises in this passage that he will lead us. And those are two different things. He'll teach us the truth. He'll teach us what we need to know about life. David said he even taught him how to fight. But he will also lead us. He promises to lead us in the direction that we need to go. And there's so many verses on this, but let's just look at a few together. Let's go in Psalm 5. We'll start there. I'll try to do these in scriptural order. So Psalm 5 and verse 8. And what we're talking about now is that God not only promises to teach his children, but he promises to lead his children. Now, it's important that we understand tonight that God can only lead us if we let him. Because we tend to be headstrong, and pride is a problem with man. If we're not careful, we'll try to lead our own way and then ask God to bless it. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about letting God lead us. And he promises that he will. Psalm 5:8, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. Because of mine enemies, make thy way straight before my face." Isn't that a beautiful thing to ask? "Make thy way straight before my face, Lord. Show me the way that I'm supposed to go." You know, the best way to get direction from God is to admit you don't know the way. To constantly have that attitude. "I don't know the way. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God." Well, we all lack wisdom. So we need to ask. And as David said here, "Lord, show me, make thy way straight before my face." Now let's look a couple more. Psalm 25, verse 5. Psalm 25, 5. The Bible says, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." So David's saying, not only make thy way straight, but lead me in thy truth. Which is obviously the way we all want to go, is God's truth. And God promises he will, but we've got to let him. All right, let's stay in Psalms 32 this time. Psalm 32, verse 8. "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." This is God's promise to his children, that he will guide us, that he will show us the way that we need to go. Because, again, we don't know the way. And as soon as we think we know the way, that's exactly where the devil wants us to be. We need to keep this attitude, "I don't know. I don't know the way, Lord." And as long as that's our attitude, we're in the right place. Let's look at one more in Psalms 139 this time. And then we'll look at some New Testament scriptures. Psalm 139 and verse 24. God is promising not only to teach us, but to lead us. Notice Psalm 139, verse 24. "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So David understood lead me, show me the way. I need your direction. Make thy way straight before my face. That needs to be our attitude constantly, because as I mentioned earlier, I think it's Jeremiah 8:9, where God says, we don't know the way. Actually, let's turn there instead of me trying to misquote it. Jeremiah 8:9, just one example that makes it very clear that we absolutely do not know the way we should go. We need God to show us. As David said, make thy way straight before my face. Lead me, Lord, in the way everlasting. Jeremiah 8:9. That's not it. It's Jeremiah 10:23. Let's try that one. Ah, there it is. Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. I love this verse. Just need to get the reference down. It's not in man that walketh to direct it. In other words, we do not know. Man doesn't know the right way to go. But God does. And we're his children. And we have his word. And we have the Holy Spirit. Look at John chapter 16. Again, one of the missions of God the Holy Ghost indwelling us. Remember, he's the silent partner of the Trinity. The Bible says he will not speak of himself, but he will speak of Jesus. But one of the things he will do is he will lead us. He will guide us in the way that we need to go. Notice John 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Look at that. He will guide you into all truth. So it tells me if we're leaning on the Spirit of God, if we're filled by the Spirit of God, we're being led by the Spirit of God, he will lead us into all truth. And isn't that what we want? To be led into truth? To be led in the way God wants us to go? So God promises he will teach us, and he promises he will lead us. Let's look at another one, Romans chapter 2. You'll say, what's this one have to do with leading? Well, the Bible says that the goodness of God also does leading in our lives. Notice Romans 2, verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? You know, we often think, no, it takes the chastisement, it takes the anger, it takes the wrath of God to lead us to repentance. But God says the goodness of God can lead us to repentance as well. When we reflect on how good God is to us, and he's good to us all the time, blesses us, watches out for us despite our failures, he's constantly being kind to us. When we reflect on that goodness in the midst of our failings and our sin, it should cause us to reflect and say, I'm sorry, Lord. I should be living for you. It's the goodness of God that should lead us to repentance. So these are some beautiful truths. And we could get together and quote scripture all evening about God's leading, about God's teaching. But this is a beautiful promise that God makes to his children. And we are his children, that if we will let him, and that's the key. Remember that passage, Jeremiah 10:23, we don't know the way. As long as our attitude is, I don't know the way that I need to go, that's where we need to be. Because then we're asking God for direction, like David, make thy way straight before my face. Then we're asking God to show us and to guide us into truth, which he promises that he will do. Let's look at another scripture in 1 Corinthians 8. It's just a warning. The contrast to what we're talking about tonight, and this warning is, don't ever get to the point where we think we know what we need to know. Our attitude needs to constantly be, Lord, I need your help. I need your direction. I need your teaching. Notice 1 Corinthians 8:2. And if any man think that he knoweth, what? Anything. He knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. Think about what God is saying in that verse. If any man think that he knoweth anything, So our attitude must constantly be, I don't know. Lord, I need your direction. I need you to teach me, and I need you to lead me, because I don't know the answers, so I need teaching, and I don't know the direction I'm supposed to go. I need you to lead me. And the good news is, God says he will. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it shall be given him, James 1:5. He promised that he will. Most of us know Proverbs 3, but let's finish there tonight, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. I hope you have this memorized. And if you don't, it's probably not a bad passage to get started on. But again, the key to getting direction is not leaning on your own understanding. Notice it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto what? Thine own understanding. What is God saying there? Don't trust yourself that you have the answers. Don't trust that you know the right way. Don't lean on your own understanding. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and what? Then he shall direct thy paths. Amen. He'll give you direction. That's what we're wanting here. Direction. Lord, show me. And it's not wrong, by the way, to pray scripture. That passage, Psalms 5:8, it might be a simple little phrase, but think about it. Lord, make thy way straight before my face. What's wrong with praying that? Nothing. And believing that God will. That's what faith's all about. That's what walking by faith is all about, is acknowledging that we don't know. In other words, I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm going to let God teach me, and I'm going to let God lead me, and he promises that he will. How exciting is that? That we have those great promises to lean on as God's children. That no matter what comes our way, he will teach us, he will lead us. Our God is so good to us, isn't he? Praise the Lord. He says, I will teach thee and I will lead thee. Let's pray.